What's up? Welcome and thank you for listening to 8020, where we have spirited debate and discussion about sports, local and national issues, race, education, and just about everything else. The rules are simple. In every discussion or conversation that is mainly based on opinion, 80% of the opinion is correct and the other 20% is correct. We just need your help to decide who has the 80 and who has the 20. As always, I'm joined by my man, Aunt Jay. What's up, dude?
Jay Stocks, how are you?
Hey, man, living the dream, they say.
That's the best way to live.
That's it, man.
Dreaming.
One day at a time. No, we don't have to do that, though. But you know what I'm saying? Just making sure that we make it happen, man. That's it.
Dreams come true.
That's it, dude.
All right, we're making our dreams come true. I dreamt of having a podcast, and look at us.
Look.
We are having a podcast.
That's what we're having, bro.
It's great.
Yeah, we got a lot of topics and issues to really get into. A lot of stuff for NFL, NBA, especially NBA, March Madness coming up.
That's
but,
NCAA.
You know what I'm saying? This is good stuff.
Yeah.
But, yo, before we jump into all of that, yo, why don't you go ahead and run down the topic, man?
Okay, well, real life topic here. No sports, no entertainment, just serious talk. That's how we're going to begin this bad boy. So there was a gentleman in California that unfortunately lost his life here recently. And again, it's another episode of, gosh, y'all don't even know how to classify it. Police.
Slaughtering. Another, you know, you're talking about Stephon Clark.
Right.
The gentleman that lost
young
his life.
Man.
The young man.
Yeah.
That lost his life in Sacramento, California.
Yep.
And,
So if you hadn't heard about it, basically, someone called in, I believe, and now he's running away from the pursuit. And they misread. He had a phone in his hand. And they believed it was a gun, and they shot him.
Right.
Not just once or twice, but they kind of went overkill. I believe it's 20.
20. 20 was the count.
And this is the issue. This is why are things happening the way that they are. And, again, it seems to be now a stereotype now. It just seems to be white cop, black guy. And they don't mix well. And it seems like every result is the black guy dying and the white guy on leave.
Well.
Yeah. But that's the thing. In these tragic stories, there's not a Hispanic. It's not a black cop and a black victim. It just seems to be the same recipe for misunderstanding over and over again. You know, now we're talking about police are not being trained properly. And myself, as a son of a policeman, a retired policeman, my dad served 30-plus years as a Fort Worth police officer.
Right.
But these are the things that you don't see. I mean, when I was younger and even now as an adult, he tells me stories of him walking towards whoever.
Right.
And trying to talk them out of it or talk them down
right
before the action will take place.
Right.
And so again, for me, being a child of a cop, basically, I've always been conflicted when it comes to police because I'm a black man and I'm a child of a police officer. So I've been raised to trust police because obviously, a policeman is in my household, I'm in his household, rather, and obviously the friends that he has, when they would come around, I would know to trust them as well because they're my dad's friends and, you know, they're all upstanding gentlemen and this, that, and the other. So now as a 40-year-old man, you know, and I've been stopped as well, and I just know to cross my T's and dot my I's when I speak to police. But to see these things happening nationwide, it's very concerning. It's very conflicting to what I was raised on. And I just think it's interesting that somehow, some way, things have got to change. I mean, maybe my more minorities need to become a part of the police force. I believe that is something there, but I think because police have such a negative reputation in these big cities and, you know, little towns, I think no black men want to be policemen. No Hispanic or person of color want to actually be the enforcer of the law.
But I think you also go into effect of those that are in charge don't look like us. And those that right. I agree that we do need more people that are policing their own communities yeah. that they look like.
Right.
But when you start even going up into the middle and upper echelons of power and those that are in charge,
right.
you start to see that there's a discrepancy as well there.
Yes.
You know, and reading this story and watching the news briefs that were coming on and reading CNN, you know, going on websites and social media, the one thing that I'm thinking of is, you know, you get the thought process of, well, what if there were no cops? What if there were no police officers? What if there was no law enforcement? What would that look like? Is that something that we want?
No.
Obviously not. No. But there has to be something more than what's going on. We can't have the very people who are
protecting us.
Killing us. But not only that, they can also be the judge and jury for those that are committing these acts. So, and when I say that is in the Sterling, Alton Sterling case in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you know, he was also shot. Now, he had a .38 caliber gun on him in his pocket, allegedly in his front pocket, and they said he was allegedly going for it. You can't tell by any videos, but they're, you know, they've exonerated him as far as criminally, but as far as, you know, saying that they were, you know, what they did was within police procedures and things like that, they're going to make their ruling today. As a matter of fact, they've already made the ruling. We need to check on that. But the thing is that the persons that were making those decisions are police officers. They're DAs. They're the persons that count on police officers in order to make callers and to, you know, further, quote unquote, right. the justice system.
Identify so, victims.
So, I mean, you know, it's a hand washing another hand, and I hate to be that conspiracy theorist, but at the end of the day, you just keep seeing the same stories over and over and over and over and over again. We're talking about the guy from Florida that shot 17 people in a high school. You know, he's sitting there, he's getting fan mail in jail right now, but he's alive. But he shot and killed 17 people. It's about the guy in Austin that the police chief was not wanting to call it a terrorist act. Yet, if you don't know about what's going on in Austin, there were 3 people that were killed by bombings that this guy was setting off, white guy. They were killing black people. It was in East Austin, where it is known where most black people live. And so that is a domestic terrorist. That is a terrorist act. And it wasn't until pressure to say, no, this was a terrorist act. He targeted certain people. It was not random. That's a terrorist act. So we have a problem in this nation that until we not only recognize it, because I think we've recognized it, but right. others to recognize, until we have the majority recognize. But honestly, I just don't think anything is going to come of it until we hit people where it hurts, i.e. monetarily.
Right, the checkbook.
That's the only way. Until you start voting these people out, until you start saying, no, you're not going to be the police chief anymore. No, I'm not going to go to this store. I'm not going to go to that store. And that's difficult for us, black and brown people, because a lot of times we are in situations where we're not as mobile as others. But that does mean that, hey, you know what? The reason why the bus boycott worked was because the community worked together.
Right.
They carpooled.
Well, see, okay, so now you're talking about the community working together. And the bus right. boycott is a fantastic example of mm-hmm. churches working with churches, neighborhoods working with neighborhoods
right.
to complete a singular purpose. The problem now in 2018 is we don't trust each other. We don't love each other.
It's true.
It's not shown.
Right.
Obviously, when we were growing up, we knew the children in our neighborhood, and we became friends with them in the school. And now, we don't even know who our neighbors are, let alone how can we come together for this singular purpose of change.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, it's kind of like everybody has a perspective of, I'm going to worry about my household only.
Right.
Now, we love God, and, you know, I can say I love you as a human being, but our actions say, you worry about yours, and I'm going to worry about mine.
Right.
And then so when somebody dies terribly in some tragic form, well, we say, okay, well, that's so terrible, but I'm going to continue to be here with me in my house, and as long as my wife and my kids are provided for and I can make sure that they're safe, that's a shame, but I'm going to be me and be here at 1234 Jones Street or whatnot.
Gotcha, yeah. You know, I mean, we can talk like this, and we would probably have to do a show just all about this, but
yeah.
Let's go on. Let's move on.
Well, man, tell you what, that one, that's got me.
It's deep.
That's got me.
I told you, man, you know, we're doing pre-production. Hey, you can't tiptoe into that. You're going to have to 2 feet hard. Mm. All right, what's next?
I guess we move on to basketball.
Segway.
I guess, because I don't want to talk about basketball. I want to talk about how maybe we can get better. That's cool, though. Okay, Golden State. So they've had a rash of injuries here lately.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm a fan of Golden State. I've told you about this, and you don't like me for it, but that's okay.
That's correct.
So they've got their core four of Curry, Thompson, and Green.
You know, you're the type of person that wears like a red shirt to a Cowboys game when the Chiefs are playing. But that's cool. You know, go ahead.
I did not know.
You didn't know?
I was going to a Cowboy game.
I told you.
Until you told me.
I told you several times beforehand. Told you when to come.
Man.
Told you to go tailgating. You know.
So, cool. Jay holds grudges. Y'all
notice
how he brought this up? Out of nowhere.
Nope.
Literally nowhere.
Nope.
So, let's get back on topic. The Golden State Warriors. Not the Kansas City Chiefs. And how I wrote, wore the wrong
shirt. I'm waiting on you.
Shirt.
I'm waiting on you.
Okay. So, Golden State has had a rash of injuries here lately. Steph with his ankles. Klay had something broken, and he can't play.
Yeah.
Green just came back, and Durant just came back.
Yeah, he had a rib injury.
Durant got ejected.
Sure did.
In last night's game versus the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's right.
And I believe it was around 100-79 or something close to that, where they just got blown out in their home gym.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm asking again this question to Jay.
Yeah.
Is Golden State guaranteed not only to make the NBA Finals, but to win the NBA Finals?
I can't see why not. And okay, you want more. So.
Well, that's what the reason for the podcast is for. You can't just say yes and then we move on to the next topic.
Quit your crying.
Go ahead.
Quit your crying. So, for Golden State, they still have four of the top, I would say, 20 players in the league on their team, and dare I even say 15. I mean, I just don't understand how you can say, yeah, they have seven, eight games left to play.
Okay.
Steph will be back. Durant
is
playing.
So it's guaranteed that Steph will be back? Because even his coach says, if he comes back, it'll be the second round.
Okay. So who are they going to have in the first round? Who cares? They're going to beat them. Probably sweep them. They may get one game. I just don't see how, you know, again, Durant left the game very early. I want to say first quarter, definitely first half. He only had 10 points when he left, okay, when he was ejected on two quick double texts. Now, yeah, he yelled, yeah, okay, he got fouled.
And then that's another thing. We're starting now to see Durant being ejected.
Yes.
A lot.
More than Draymond Green.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
So if you can't count on arguably the second best player in basketball to be there.
Right.
Because all of a sudden now, if you get that reputation as a whiner, as a complainer, see, that would be a good place to put your sound effect. So if you... there you go. So obviously the refs look at that and they focus in on bad behavior. So obviously like a Rasheed Wallace or a Green, they'll start targeting you. And it's unfair, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast. But if Kevin Durant can't be counted on because he got ejected...
I think, you know, when
they can still outscore teams.
Regular season and playoffs, look, they're just that good. And I just don't see anyone...
Healthy, Houston, yes, they are.
Healthy, yes. And they're going to turn it on once you get Steph back, but they've played without Steph before. Now, when you have these many playmakers, and this is the thing that we talked about, was their bench and the lack thereof. You know, when you have Swaggy P who's leading your bench, that's an issue right there.
Well,
because after Swaggy P, it pretty much...
So here's the thing. Where is Andre Iguodala? He's still there.
Man, that's a great question.
I mean, he's the only playing defense, and that's it? I mean,
well,
I remember at one time he was a number one option for an NBA team. I mean, I remember AI number two.
How long ago was that, though?
I know.
Okay, so let's come back to where we are, okay, because that's what's important, how they're playing today, not well. Well, I mean, like I said, when you have most of your starters out,
right?
That's difficult. When you have three starters out, that's difficult, man. And then, you know, one gets... It's difficult. It's a difficult task.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why we're asking the question, because it is difficult.
But
and the West is still strong.
As far as I understand, don't they still have to play, you know, they still get seven games, still best of seven?
Yes.
Okay. So, and there's four of those. Is that correct? Including the championship?
You mean four rounds?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, what you're saying is that out of the first round, they're going to lose four. So... to the AC in the West.
If they're not at full strength.
What's full strength? You mean so everybody has to play in order for them to win a seven-game series against the eight-seeded team in the West?
Well, I at least need to know who they are.
Okay, who's the eight-seeded team in the West?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Oh, my gosh. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
So we're trying to find out who could potentially be that first-round matchup.
Right now, who's eighth seed?
And it's not the eighth seed because Houston has the number one seed. It's going to be the seventh
seed. Okay, seven.
I'm looking.
Okay, come on.
I'm sorry, my phone is slow.
Oh, my gosh.
You have a computer literally in front of you.
Amongst other things.
You know, 80-20 is a team environment.
You know what? This dude has nothing in front of him. I literally... have three different devices.
You are correct.
Sitting in front of me.
You are correct.
Not including the soundboard.
I have a slow phone.
He asks me, hey,
all right,
why don't you look it up on the many devices?
So
that you
right
have
now,
to control
Minnesota,
right,
a very talented Minnesota is at the seventh spot.
Yeah, okay.
So we're talking about George Teague, Butler, Karl Anthony Towns, and Andrew Wiggins versus maybe Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, and a cast of others.
Iguodala, Swaggy P will be there. I don't know what the situation with Klay Thompson is right now.
He's just hurt. Like I said, whatever he broke a finger. That's what it was, and I believe it was on his shooting hand.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. I don't know when he's going to be out
4 to 6 weeks, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so theoretically he should be back by...
second round, maybe.
Okay, second round.
But that's the thing. You think a wounded Golden State. So, again, let's say Kevin Durant is in playoff form.
Yeah.
Draymond Green is in playoff form. You have a hungry, young Minnesota team with some veterans would be matched up. They would be matched up against.
Yes.
And to me, that just doesn't look good.
I think
maybe it might be the case of a bad matchup.
No, they won't sweep them. This won't be last year, but I still just don't see how.
But that's the thing. Golden State's matchup would be harder this year than anything else that they've experienced. They've had lucky injuries. They've had softer opponents. But here's the thing. Potentially this year, let's talk about just the West.
Okay.
Because obviously I think we're in agreement. If they get into the finals, they'll win.
Yes.
So here's the thing. First round, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Second round is somebody that they have knocked out at least twice in the playoffs, which is a very focused Portland crew with the two shooters McCullough and Dame Dash,
yeah.
And they play defense now this year too. And then they have Nurkic. He's done well this year. And then that's the second round. If they get past that, Houston can score with them. So
I
have enjoyed Houston this year. They have been blowing teams out.
That's great. But is Harden going to be there?
I think Harden will be there.
Will he be
because
there?
I think he'll be the is most valuable decide? Player this year.
Okay. I mean, he was in the running last year.
Yeah, but this year is kind of different. He has, with the addition of Paul, his game has just gone from...
Paul has been a great addition. Let me
nuclear
first.
To Super Saiyan.
He was really good. I wouldn't say nuclear.
Harden has had the only 60-point triple-double this year.
I get that.
Like, only.
Okay.
Like, not Wilt, not Oscar Robinson.
Okay.
Not Jordan.
Okay.
You know that, Sam, from me.
Well.
Not Magic.
Okay.
Not LeBron. James Harden.
Okay.
60-point. Dude, he's been phenomenal.
He has. I mean, that was against garbage that he did it against, let's be honest. Again, the question is this, and the point is this. When the playoffs start, they're not garbage teams anymore once you get out of the first round. And even in the West, I mean, the West always plays tough in the first round.
That's the thing. Even the eighth seed is a Utah, and Utah with Mitchell is really good.
Yeah, I like Utah.
As much crap as the Spurs have not had Kawhi Leonard, they're still in the fourth seed. I mean, the Thunder, we've talked about the Thunder and our expectation of those that big three.
And actually, I think they're better than what I thought they were going to be. And I think you can agree with that. I thought we didn't know how they were going to be able to play together.
So here's the awesome thing about OKC, and I know this is our little sidebar.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony's their fourth best player.
Yes.
Like, now everybody understands how wonderful Steven Adams is.
Yes.
I mean, this is just fantastic.
Yes.
What's that, Anthony Davis right now is by himself, and they're the sixth seed?
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's just the West is just really strong, and I just think
it is.
It's not a lock anymore for Golden State to be the incumbent advancer of the West.
I think until you beat them, until you knock them off, you know, like I said, I think Houston poses the biggest threat, if not the threat. Everyone else is great, but they're young. And then once you get past that second, third option for most of the teams, you got nothing. It just drops off. And
well, that's the thing. Potentially, Golden State, to me, has a tougher road. Again, you have the Minnesota. That's three stars right there. Then you go up around, and maybe that's Portland with, again, like I said, the two dynamic shooters and Nurkic. And then, obviously, you have Houston, where at least 5 to 6 guys are averaging double figures. So Harden doesn't have to have a great game for Houston to win, because if Harden disappears, like he has known to do, Chris Paul's hungry. And that whole veteran group, Ariza, Anderson, Capella, Gordon, they can have a great game.
But what you know, and this is one thing that the NBA differs from pretty much any other sport, you still have to have a star on the floor that's going to be a star. If
AKA Chris Paul.
Okay.
He's the safety net if Harden does.
Chris Paul is a facilitator. Now he scored a lot more this season than he has in the past. And really, I'm kind of looking at him as when he first came into the league, this is the Chris Paul when he first came into the league.
When he didn't have any help in New Orleans.
When he didn't have any help. Now, he's older, yes. He's shooting more, yes. But the question is that if Harden disappears and Paul is not on his game as well, it's over.
Because Houston has great role players. For the fact that Eric Gordon can be somebody's starter. And the fact that he's willingly trying to come off the bench.
Starter, star. There's a difference.
Anybody can have a great game.
You're correct.
So,
Kiki
Vandeweghe saying,
had a great game.
Why Kiki?
Scored 50 points.
Because he's spurring the Mavericks. I'm still mad at that for a long time ago. I'm not playing.
Yo, let's go.
Next now year. I'm upset. Just by two words. So the rest of the podcast, I have a permanent frown on my face. Okay, next topic.
I'll make you look better. Go for it.
I need one of those wah-wah sound effects right there. Wah-wah. Okay. I hate you. I'm sorry. I extremely dislike you right now. Will Isaiah Thomas be a starter next year? I know he just had surgery on that hip, and he's contended the whole time that, hey, I'm not a sixth man. I'm a star, since I'm going to use your phrase, a star. But my question is, will Isaiah Thomas, all 5'9 of them, will he be a starter next year when free agency comes around and hopefully they sign him? Because he'll still be rehabbing his injury.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were serious with that. That's no.
So, guys, if you notice, he has control of the little sound effects, and he's got his little toys. And so he's happy. Now, voice of reason is supposed to be the punchline now? Is that what it is?
Wait, where's the voice of reason?
It's right here, Aunt Jay.
Is that you?
Yeah.
When you ask questions like that?
It's a literal topic.
Okay.
This is what we wrote down.
No.
No?
He will not be a starter on a team next year.
Wow.
Number one, this really? Hip injury. Let me tell you about hip injuries. Okay?
Go ahead. Broke it down, old man.
Hey, whatever. Let me tell you. It's science. I read. Here's the thing about hip injuries. When you look at elderly people.
Right.
Usually when they have a hip injury.
I'm looking at one now.
Remember, you're older than me.
No, you're just away. As old as me.
No. You're 40. I'm not.
When's your birthday?
You're 40. I'm not. That's my birthday.
Okay.
But the thing is that, well,
yeah.
You're 40. I'm not. Uh-huh. People with a hip injury that are elderly, do you realize that, and this has been proven, that generally between 3 to 6 months later, they pass away.
Dang, that's...
That's a fact. You can hurt an arm. You can cut your eyebrow. But if you hurt your hip... For some reason, it's something with the hip. And you can look this up, people. 3 to 6 months, maybe a year at the most. But after that, you're a goner. And once you get into the elderly stages. So, why do I say that here? I think about Bo Jackson and his hip. Never the same. Never could play, really play. Right? When you hurt your hip, it is so pivotal, literally, to your game. If you can't get that right, it's over. You might as well go ahead and sign up for the big three.
Okay, hold on. First off, let's not put Isaiah in the big three yet. Okay, you know I love the big three. So let's
you say
not
he wouldn't get drafted.
It's what?
You say he wouldn't get drafted? Aren't they doing a draft pretty soon here?
God almighty. Okay, so let Isaiah get back to health and let's see what happens then.
He's not gonna
start. But here's the thing. You try to tell me that a 70% Isaiah Thomas is not better than some of these offensively challenged point guards starting that we have now.
As you noted, in basketball, there are two ways you got to play.
Right.
Offense.
And defense.
And defense. Right. And as you've noted, at 100%, he's not a good defender.
No.
So now... You have a 5'9 point guard who's 70% with a bad hip trying to defend, and you're going to tell me that half of the night, you're going to, oh, well, I know he's not going to defend. Let's go. He's Sean Bradley.
So let me ask you this question.
He's Dirk Nowitzki.
Let me ask you this question.
Even Dirk Nowitzki is better defender than him.
When he was scoring all those points in Boston.
Yes.
And let's call it his apex.
Maybe or breakout.
Okay, yes.
Call it a breakout.
Did Boston care about him on the defensive side then, or did they basically play others to mask his weaknesses?
He had a lot of backside help and a lot of doubles.
So here's the thing. When I see Isaiah Thomas, I don't necessarily see what he can't do, but what I do see is a parallel between Boston – and then the 2000s version of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
When there's AI
and a bunch of trash. When he was signed to Cleveland, you're like, oh, this is the worst trade ever. This is horrible. Not because, well, he was injured, but because he was a 5'9 guard who can't defend. That's what you said.
So here's the thing. What team did he join? He joined a team that already couldn't play defense. So you add a 5'9 little
Cleveland
guy.
Was not bad. They didn't get
to
blown
an
out.
Old, slow Cleveland team. That does not work. See, that's why the nickname is Voice of Reason.
But see, they were actually
but
not
when you
bad
build
defending
a
team. They were not a bad defending team.
They were terrible. So you trying to say J.R. Smith can defend?
Well, they had Iman Shumpert.
Shumpert don't even play.
He doesn't play anymore.
And his best attribute is defense.
There you go. And Tristan Thompson, not bad.
Oh, God almighty. Okay. So anyway.
So, anyway.
I look at Thomas at his apex, I see the same kind of team that the 76ers had in the 2000s when they hit the finals. I see a main scorer and a bunch of role players who were okay with playing defense.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're wrong. Let's go to the next one.
Football.
American football.
So on YouTube, there's this clip of Odell Beckham. So he's got this pizza tray and this little hottie on his right, or I believe his left. But then you really have to freeze frame it some. And there's like some cocaine there too.
Sweet.
So my question is, that same dude who had the, you know, the pizza, the hot chick, and the cocaine.
The yo-yo.
Would you sign that dude to a long deal? This is his last year of his rookie deal.
No.
Even though he's dynamic on the football field.
No. Listen, man, I can't deal with the attitude. If you're a cancer in the locker room.
Why is
and I'm looking at. Listen. When he was injured, you know, nobody was like, okay. All right, he's injured. Big deal. We keep playing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that team was abysmal last year, though. They had so many problems, and it really led with, you know, McAdoo. And that's why he didn't even last the whole season. But Odell Beckham can get you out of a game. Josh Norman, in that situation that he had, where he was suspended two games because this dude is going after another player with his helmet. I mean, that right there shows you. And he never matured from that. He's hitting, you know, nets and things like that on the sideline with his helmet and then getting hit in the head. And luckily there was no injury from that. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he was concussed. We don't know. But the simple fact that the antics on the sideline, that's why Dez Bryant had to calm down. They were like, look, Dez, if you don't calm down with this mess, you out of here. He's on a rookie contract. Right now they're asking for 2 first round picks for this dude, which no one's going to give. Is going to give. So they've priced everyone out. The second part of it is, if I'm looking at this guy and I'm saying, okay, he wants to get paid like, you know, Julio Jones. Like Julio Jones and Anthony Brown and elite receivers. We're talking between 14 and 16 million a year.
Somebody will pay it.
Somebody will.
So, but okay.
We talked about the Giants.
Here's my thing.
Yeah, or me.
The Giants, obviously, is a major market. And sure. And what that means is you're always vying for attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's won games literally by himself to where Eli throws him the ball. He has burnt some poor cornerback, you know, doing his little dances in the end zone.
One of ours, yeah.
So my thing is this. And I'm coming at it from a different perspective. The talent by itself is going to get him paid. I don't like the drug aspect of it. I don't like that you're giving millions and millions of dollars to a guy who seems to be irresponsible.
Not seems, is. He's
well,
shown
there,
that he is.
There you go. So personally, here's the problem with the NFL, right? And this is why Lawrence Taylor... Mm-hmm. Is so beloved and obviously talent. And really, because I saw even Randy Gregory, mm-hmm. the Cowboy, ex-Cowboy.
Yeah, he's applying for
reinstatement.
Yes.
So whole drug thing, right? Mm-hmm. Talent will always supersede attitude,
yeah,
or issues off the field.
Sure.
And that's the part that I don't like about this.
I can give you a name.
Go ahead.
Michael Irvin. He had off the field drug issues.
Right.
Yet he was.
He's beloved. And even now.
Absolutely. He still has off the field issues. And he's still beloved. But when you look at the difference between Irvin and Odell Beckham, number one, you didn't have the media that you have now.
Social media.
So that makes it more difficult for players like that to act that way and it just be swept under the rug, okay?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, we have to realize that the NFL is losing, and they're losing to a lot of different markets. And one of these shows, we're going to talk about esports, and we're going to have to dedicate, like, the whole show about esports because I'm telling you, that is the future, which is now, okay? But when you have players like Odell Beckham that are acting this way and the market is saying, listen, you cannot act this way, and he's saying, I can act any way I want to, I'm going to sit out. You're
right. Well, that's the problem is somebody will pay him. Somebody
and will.
And he's not a reclamation project or anything like that. He's just a dude that got caught doing some things that you shouldn't do.
But it's like repeatedly.
Right. But repeatedly, unless the NFL ends up suspending him like they did the receiver in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
who was fantastic, Josh Gordon.
Yes.
Unless, you know, he is so egregious
right.
and so rebellious, then when the league has to step in, obviously there's a problem. But right now, he's just a guy trying to get paid. And obviously, again, you got caught.
But he's on borrowed time.
Yeah.
I think we can both say he's on borrowed time.
I do think he'll get paid, though, which is unfortunate because you got guys that's hardworking and not needing the drugs and not doing those things.
Your question was, if you have a team, do you sign this guy?
Right.
And it do goes you give him an extension? I said no. You say what?
If I'm a team.
You're the GM.
If I'm the GM, then I say no, which is a shame. Because he's super duper talented and he's already shown us what he can do on the football field. But as a man.
See, I just wanted to know yes or no. Just like you did me.
No. Move I would on. Not sign it.
What's next?
College. Let's move it to college.
That's good.
The NCAA March Madness. We are at the end of March.
That's it.
So the tournament is almost over. We have four teams. We have Michigan, we have Villanova, we have Kansas, and we have Loyola.
What?
My bad.
Loyola, Chicago.
There you go, of Chicago.
Loyola, Chicago.
Loyola, of Chicago.
Loyola. All right, so we're going to have to make this quick. Predictions. Let's just talk about who's going to win. I got
Chicago beating Michigan, and then I have Villanova beating Kansas, and then I have Villanova beating Loyola. So
mine's a little different.
Okay.
Michigan wins, Cinderella ends, and then you have Kansas over Nova. Kansas beats Michigan and reclaims the top spot.
Wow.
For the Big 12.
That definitely is different.
It's a little different.
Well, Villanova, is going to win, so.
We shall see.
This next group says that they are better than the Temptations and Bird and the Midnight Falcons. Well.
We shall see.
We shall see.
All right. Are we on the last one?
We are on the last one.
All right. What's the last one? This is fun.
All right. Top 10. And get your internet out. Top 10 Cougars above 50.
Woo! And that's 50 right now.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
As of March 30th.
Which is like
2018. 10 years
older than you.
Yep.
But not
10
me.
Years older than you.
Not me.
Because you have a birthday
coming up. Yeah, coming up. But it's not here.
It's so, really close.
Let's go ahead and let's get our Let's get our...
all right, so pod. I'm going to play the J card, not in any order, but I'm just going to start naming one.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine by me.
All right. Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
That little bitty girl can get it.
That's nice. That's nice. That's nice.
Ooh, got that Latina charm.
So for mine, in no particular order.
In no particular order.
Heather Locklear.
Okay. Okay. Heather Locklear. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. She's still nice.
She still can get it.
She can still, she, you know, it's toy like Toyga. It's nice. It's nice, yo.
Okay. You gonna do your little clap thing for that?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Okay. I can agree with that.
All right, fantastic.
Okay. All right. So I have problems with this chick's name, but Fancy can get it. Okay. Gabrielle Bouvier.
Bouvier, very good.
There it is.
Very good. That's just for saying the name.
I tried. I actually have it phonetically spelled on my page.
Wow.
Boo as in scare.
Yes.
V as in V as in vendetta. And A as in Anne. That's it. Bouvier. So, yeah.
That's it. Bouvier. It's French.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
C'est magnifique. C'est bon.
She get it. And I'm still sad that she married this white dude. But hey.
Well, she French.
Come and say, come and start.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You just had to get that in there. Come on. All right, next. Let's go.
Pam Grier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Classic.
Pam Grier.
Classic.
Pam Grier is classically fine. She's classically trained in fineness. She can still get that. She can still get it. All right. Who you got? Yeah. Who's next?
Like, clap for that. Clap for that. You have the sound effects? Use
them. I do. I'm just surprised that your list more than mine.
Okay. My next one is Monica Bellucci. She's Italian.
Bellucci.
Yeah, she's Italian. She's been in The Matrix.
She was Trinity, right?
Huh?
Trinity?
No. She was in The Matrix number 2 and 3. She was like she was married to the programmer, that little French dude who had to go take a piss. And she was like, kiss me, Neo. Like, if you want this, Neo's going to have to kiss me. Oh, she's so fun.
No. All right. Look her up.
You got to look her up. She's
smart. Look her up. Okay. So for mine, next one, Miss Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
She's a little, you know what I'm saying, thick in the hip, but I tell you what.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
She nice. She nice, nice, nice. I like it. She still got her hair or wig or whatever she got on, but it's nice.
Still pull
it. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's had nice lips, too, so you
be good. Oh, yeah. All right. Who you got? Who's your next?
Marissa Tomei.
Hey, Marissa Tomei. She's nice, dude.
Literally the finest Aunt May that you will ever see.
Ever. I'm so glad they picked her. I'm so glad.
You want to smash Aunt May.
Yes. Sorry, Spidey. Sorry, Peter. It has to happen, bro.
If I was Peter, I'd be like, Aunt May, what are we doing this weekend? I mean, we're not, hey.
You're aunt by marriage, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's blood. It. Because
then it gets real weird. It gets so weird. That's my mama's sister. I get so weird. My daddy's sister. But yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Yeah, then, but you know what? It kind of makes me wonder who's the uncle? Who's the uncle?
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben. I mean, I know his name, but who would? I don't care.
I wouldn't die for that either.
All right. Let's move on. It's getting weird.
boo.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
This is a model turned businesswoman. Her name is Cynthia Bailey. Now you may not know who that is, but I'm gonna tell. I want you to go and look her up and Google her. And she has a photo of where she's like, "Look, I'm 50. I'm still beautiful." And she's like stripped down. You know what I'm saying? What a back to you, but Cynthia Bailey. Look her up. Very classy. Very nice. Because that's how it gets down. Cynthia Bailey. So, I see you over there looking. You don't even care about your listening.
I'm trying. Like I said, I got a slow phone.
Well,
I'm
let's trying. Do that after the show. We ain't got no more time. All right. Let's look on. Now, before we get to our number ones, I do want to note who is not on our list.
Right, because there are a lot.
There are. And so the number one that's not on the list that we both kind of chuckled when we were talking about this was Miss Halle Berry.
Right.
She is not on the list.
She's not.
She just ain't.
And like, I think she just needs some more meat on the bones. Like,
I don't think that's
it. I personally want a thicker chick. I mean, she's nice. She has a nice shape.
She got a nice shape, but she's crazy.
But I want some more to hold on to.
Yeah.
And then Vanessa Williams is not on our list.
Vanessa Williams is not on the list.
She should be on our list.
She should be, but she's not. Michelle Obama. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, not on the list.
53? That's 53. That's what 53 looks like.
Man.
Look nice. It look real nice. Especially them yoga pants. But that's not on our list. So, without further ado.
What's the chick's name? Candace Bailey?
Cynthia
Bailey. Okay,
C-Y-N-T-H-I-A Bailey. B-A-I-L-E-Y. All right. Without further ado. Let's get to that number one. I'll go first. I don't care. Elise Neal.
Now, you may not know who Miss Elise Neal is. The brothers know who Elise Neal is.
But Miss Elise Neal has been in countless movies. She's notably known in The Hughleys.
Yeah, she's the wife from The Hughleys.
Is the wife from The Hughleys. She is 51 players, and she is nice.
She always had that fatty.
Boy!
Yeah, she's always working out, too. And Cynthia Bailey is fine.
Cynthia Bailey
she
can get
is
it.
Fine.
She's a very nice son.
Okay. Ooh.
All right, here we go. Drum
Seems
roll. I'll get you
like
another
you ready.
One.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We don't have a lot of time. Can we just do it?
Diamond from the Players Club. Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
So, that's all I have to say.
That's it. That'll do it. Ooh-wee. That's not, man. And on that note, I think we can.
Seems like you're ready.
I think we can just go ahead and say, you know what? That's the show.
That's okay.
Is that the show?
Read the outro.
Read the outro.
Hit us up on Blog Talk Radio. Do your thing. Let's go.
Yo, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
Appreciate
you. Hit us up.
Hit us up on www.8020wir.com.
You can hit us up on our Facebook page, 8020wir. Who is right? Look us up for Jay Stoggs and Jay. You can also listen to our podcast on blogtalkradio.com/8020wir.com. Yo, we really appreciate you listening to us.
We do.
It's joy.
Felicia Rashad, holla at us.
Man, she's awesome.
No, Felicia Rashad, holla at Jay.
Holla at
Robin Givens, holla at your boy.
Yeah, you can have that.
Yes.
You can have that.
And if Lisa Ray is listening, I'm ready.
Holla at me.
Because the song was Seems Like You Ready. I'm ready.
Hey, you old, but you seem like you're ready. All right, holla at that.
To love.